Morning, welcome to the Sunday, May 22nd, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, Prince was a shining light, a beacon sent to us so that we might see the power of letting the body speak. A living example of the truth of the biblical text, a city set on a hill cannot be hid. He took those words to heart. And then power unleashed on him their secret weaponry, for the use of which, until we change this, they have zero accountability. And why is it so hard to change this? We'll be thinking about this ongoing. Department of the Navy, accountable to the people, right? Simple question, what do you got? Tell us about it. Why is that hard? But all over the globe, we can see the power and truth of letting the body speak. We see it in the older women dancing in the streets across China. And we see it in the youth of Afghanistan, their elders following, saying with their voices and feet that the state will not force them to be second-class citizens. And we see it in Ouidibou and in Tunisia, coming together to claim an evolutionary moniker, coming together to say that the problem is the system. You can't fix a state designed to do what it is doing, which is to keep decision-making in the hands of the few and everything else, including decisions over our actually living and dying. And everywhere we do this, challenge the authority of the system, states fight back with infusions of media propaganda from the left and the right, and the funding of hidden assets to sow seeds of division and confusion. We've been discussing the horrors that come from an infinitesimally small number of men, 0.0001% of the world population whose fears rule them. Yeah, they control a lot of functionaries. They control a lot of folk, that 0.0001%, and they got a lot of folk doing their work for them who don't even know. A lot of the heads of corporations and folk intensely involved in their particular role, but it is a role. Our lives have intentionally been made into theater for the entertainment of a tiny few, 0.0001%. Let's encourage those folks who claim to speak for us over the airwaves to start saying that instead of 1%. It gives us our necessary weight and puts us, all of us, on the same side. It challenges the divisiveness of the state. This 0.0001% have been wreaking havoc on all of us out of fear. Their focus on accumulation, their insistence on controlling all the resources of the planet is sprung from their fears. And though we often say this in this space, it must be reiterated, as all we get from the propaganda machinery is versions of it in the affirmative. These guys want us to think the problem is greedy corporations, that the problem is money. That's always been their game. Give the people buffers, substitute objects on which to place the blame. They want us to think the problem is money, and they aren't about that, is their rationalization, not accumulation for its own sake. They just want all the money and for us to get out of the way. After all, they have a world to make, and we're just the hired help. If we can get clear on their motives, it could release our hidden, suppressed wealth, energy. Energy and wealth in every sense of these concepts. Action from the position of truth generates energy. And we have to think more about that, because we're going to be thinking a lot more about energy. And it's been coming up for me when I watch little ones, because I've had that gift recently to be able to, you know, just be reminded of our power and frankness and honesty when we first arrive on the scene, and to see, literally see how confusion about what's going on is like an energy blockage. We need to know what is happening, the truth. We need to know actually what is the actual forces that shape our world in order to release our energy and our power. We have enormous power and energy. And keeping us confused is not just a short-term strategy. It's a deeply insidious tactic on power's part that ruins our lives and neutralizes us for a lifetime, because it is, they have put in place an illusion that maintains itself over the generations because it is taught to us and to their own. We are all taught to reproduce it. And I want to say that's sadistic, and there's obvious unconscious elements of that. But it is also, as we've been learning from Alice Miller, a large degree of it is simply a compulsion that they cannot of themselves stop doing. So our consciousness, our becoming aware of what they are doing, all aspects of it, is really important for the survival of humanity. And that's not hyperbole.